this is Lisa bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business. And today we are at the Cabana Bar at St. Leonard's, and sitting next to me I have Jen, the marketing and communications manager here. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem.
So Jen, what we do is we, at every episode, we share a marketing idea with our audience. So today we want to talk about QR codes, right? So those of you who don't know what a QR code is, I'm going to show you. So this is how a QR code looks like, right? So you might see QR codes popping up everywhere. They're posters, packages, they're pretty much all over the place.
They are all over newspapers.
Newspapers, exactly. And people are like, what's all this stuff, you know? Well, for those of you who don't know, QR stands for quick response.
So
there you go. So it stands for quick response. So basically, with the emerging of smartphones like iPhone and Samsung and all these other brands, what people can do now is just scan a code and it takes them somewhere. And so the information pops up. Right. So a great way to use QR codes is you can take people to your websites. You can take people to your Facebook fan page where people can like immediately. And why people love QR codes is that curiosity factor. You know, it's like, oh, what's this? Let me scan it so I can find out.
I wonder where it's going to take
me. Yeah, exactly. And I was reading some articles where some businesses, what they do is when they could be promoting a product, and when people scan it, it takes them straight to the shopping cart.
Oh, is that
right? For the product. So people can purchase right from their iPhone, right? There's another guy who got it on a bumper sticker to promote his business. Yeah, and then he was giving the stickers away so people could stick it on their car. Mm-hmm. And that also has increased the traffic to his website. Mm. Right, so QR code is awesome. Now, those of you who has got mobile apps for the business, then you can bring it to another level where you can create coupons that people can redeem from that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So they can get coupons that they can redeem immediately. Like, scan this code and get a free soft drink, you know, or they can go scan this code and you get a dining voucher valid until end of this month, so you can use it in future, right? So there are many things that you can do. So then people will ask, okay, well, how do I generate a QR code? Well, it's really easy. Go to Google, search QR codes, how to generate QR codes, and there's heaps of applications that's for free. That pops up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then you literally just type in what you wanted to say or where you wanted to take you, and then you'll generate the code and you just save it, print it, you know, put it in your publications or poster, and off you go.
Yeah.
So QR code is awesome. So, you know, so that's another way that you can promote your business and also, you know, have more fun with your customers. Yeah, I mean, so do you guys use QR code Cabana Bar, Jen?
Look, it's funny you ask, because we're just in the process of developing an iPhone application at the moment, and I'm kind of looking at ways that we could push people to go to the application and download the application. I think it sounds like QR codes are the kind of perfect solution to that. If we put them on our flyers, on our posters, on all of our promotional materials, our print ads, and have that QR code on there, then that's going to be driving people directly to the iPhone app, which is fantastic.
Awesome, cool. Okay, so here's another idea for your business that we hope is going to help you. Now, Jen, what we do, we always invite our guests at the end of the episode to share with our audience one of their favorite jokes.
Well, lucky, here's one I prepared earlier. A mushroom walks into a bar, uh-huh. And he orders a drink, and the bartender says, "Get out of my bar." And the mushroom goes, "Why? I'm a fungi."
Oh, that is very cute. Well, Jen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Like I said, I hope you found this episode to be useful, and you want to get more ideas, then stay tuned for the next episode. Bye-bye.